Welcome to those that are joining us. We're continuing in the book Meshivat Nefesh, Restore My Soul. We're in the section of Meshivat Nefesh that's based on Likutei Halachot. And the paragraph that we're up to right now is paragraph 41, Mem Aleph, which is based on Likutei Halachot, Orach Chaim, the laws of Tchumen, which is in the third volume of Orach Chaim. And it's Halacha Hey, Chapter 5, Paragraph 35. Rav Nosson Zal tells us, So Iker Hu Emuna. The most important foundation for a Jew is faith, Shehu Bechinas Shabbos, which is especially associated with the mitzvah of Shabbos. A Jew who keeps Shabbos shows that they believe that Hashem is the one who created the world and that he did this in 6 days and he rested on the seventh. Ki kol zman sheyesh lo emuna bevadai yoshuv el Hashem yisborach be'emes. Because so long as a person's faith is solid, that they really believe in Hashem, they believe that there is a Hashem who created everything and who is watching over everything, that person will definitely eventually return to Hashem and correct any misdeeds. V'alkein tzorich odom l'chazek es atzmoy al yidei ze bi'atzmoy. And therefore, this itself has to give a person major encouragement. Dahainu al yidei ma shehabal dovor v'asitra achra roitze l'apiloy chas v'shalom, meaning, by using the exact argument that the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, is trying to use to get a person down, to discourage the person has to take that argument itself and use it as an inspiration. Meaning, ki habaldovor misnakel benafshoy lapiloy becholeis, The Yetzirah, the evil inclination, tries to trick the person and to discourage the person by magnifying to the person, look at the terrible things you did. You've done such things that you'll never be able to correct. They're such items of such magnitude. Bifrat kifima shiyesh anoshim shebemes kilkelu harbe moid. Especially since we know there are people that have done terrible things, kemoishem yoidim yatzmam, as they themselves are fully aware, sheovru averois rabois gedoilois vachamurois yomim veshonim harbe. They've committed major sins repeatedly, many times, for a period of days and years, rachmono litzlan. Ve'yesh shekvar hischilu kama pomim b'tshuva b'avodas Hashem, ve'aharkach noflu kama shenoflu kol echad kfin ve'echad kfin filosoi rachmon alzlan. And there are people who tried to correct things, who tried to improve, who tried to do tshuva. Some of them tried repeatedly and fell. Ve'alkein machnis habaldovor b'libom kol pam shekvar. And therefore the Yetzer Hara tries to inject into their hearts a feeling of hopelessness, that forget it, there's nothing you can really do about it. However, this itself can be turned around and be an encouragement to the person, meaning, kimeachar sheyoidea, the fact that I still realize and admit and believe that a sin is a terrible thing, that it's something harmful both to me and that it causes harm to the world and to all the heavenly worlds, imkain yesh lo emuna adayin, that shows that I still do have a certain level of faith in Hashem. And therefore, ume'achar sheyesh lo emuna adayin, and since I believe, since I do have faith, bevadai yesh lo tikva b'li sofek, then most definitely there is hope for me. Ki me'achar shehu mamin sheyecholon lekalkel, bevada yecholin l'saken gamken. Because as Rabbi Nachman told us, if a person believes that they have the ability to destroy, they have to also believe that they have the ability to correct. Hashem would not give one without the other. Ki ze yodua, because this is a known fact, sheho apikursim v'mechakrim eino maminim klal shemekalkalim al-yidei avero b'olam yisrael yoinim. That there are people who don't believe in Hashem, people who are atheists or philosophers in a way that they deny the existence of Hashem. They deny the spirituality of Yiddishkeit. And therefore, they deny that when a person commits a sin, if a person eats something unkosher, this causes harm in heavenly worlds. They don't believe that. They don't accept that. Shemizeh nimshach mashenoisnim tamim shel hevel vosheker lemitzvois vavera shel Torah. And the fact that they don't believe, this is what has led many of them to try to come up with false interpretations in terms of the reasons for the mitzvahs, trying to explain why Hashem has given us this mitzvah, why that mitzvah, because they deny the reasoning that's written in the Kabbalistic teachings, or in the Halachos Sforim, or in the books of Hasidus, which tell us that when a Jew commits a sin, he's actually affecting the entire Jewish people, and he's affecting the world, and he's affecting heavenly worlds. Avol anachnu am kodosh she'onu maminim shu'aveir chas v'shalom hipegam godol moed b'olam esal yoinim v'chulu. Whereas we, who do still believe that when a person commits a sin, he's causing a major defect in heavenly worlds. And this is what the Yetzirah, the evil inclination, wants to use to get me down, to say, look what damage you've caused. You've caused such destruction. Forget it. There's no hope for you. And the person has to turn this around and use this as an argument to say, hey, I'm not the worst. There's worse than me because I still feel terrible. I believe that I've caused major destruction. There are people who don't even believe that. The fact that I still believe. Ki ikar kavonas habaldovor hu sheroitze lahapeloisei kol kach at sheapeloisei lekfiris gemurois chas v'shalom. Because what the Yetzirah, what the evil inclination is really looking for is to cause the person to fall to a level where they deny completely. They deny Hashem. Sheyoymar les din v'les dayan. Where the person will say that there's no judgment and there's no judge. As the rabbis tell us, Hayoym oymar lo yaseh kach v'chulu. That the way the Yetzirah works, the way the evil inclination works, is today he tells the person A, tomorrow B, the next day C. He doesn't leave things in one place in terms of the rationalizations that he gives for the person to do sins. He takes the person a step at a time, further and further away from Hashem, further and further away from true faith. Ad she'omer leich v'avoid avodah zarah, until eventually the goal that the Yetzirah is really looking for is for the person eventually to get to a point where he can tell that person, now you're ready to worship idols, to deny Hashem completely. As we find in every generation that there are people that fall to these types of levels where unfortunately they get so discouraged and they end up doing really bad things, based on the discouragement and the hopelessness that the Yetzirah has put into them. Alkein, therefore, tzorich odom lahaskil al drochov velochus al chayov ulechazik esatzmoi becholeis bechol mashiuch al yech sheir. Therefore, a person has to think carefully and have pity on himself and encourage himself at all times with whatever he can. And if it's this fact itself that a person still realizes, still acknowledges that sins are terrible, that itself has to tell a person, I'm on a certain level. There are people who are much further away than I am. Ki kol zman sheyesh lo emuna, yesh lo tikva. Because as long as there's faith, there's still hope. Ubevadai yecholin lesaken hakol. And the person definitely will be able to correct everything. Ki kol mitzvoisecho emuna. Because King David tells us in Tehillim, in the book of Psalms, all the mitzvos are tied into emuna, faith. If a person has faith, they're plugged into every aspect of Judaism. Ki ikar hamitzvos heim lovoy al yodom leemuna shlemo kdei lahakir es misha omar v'hoy oylam. Because one of the main objectives of performing the mitzvos is to bring a person to a level of faith and to improve the person's faith and recognition of the one who created the world. V'chol zman sheyesh l'odom nekuda mehamuna kdoisha, yesh lo tikva adayin. And as long as the person still has a little bit of faith, there definitely is still hope for that person. Ki bevadai yesh eitzo iskoelu, shegam hu yochoy lachzor l'Hashem Yisborach benokel, because there definitely is advice and solutions for that person's problems, for that person's situation, through which that person can also easily return to Hashem by doing something that will please Hashem, even from where that person's at, even at the level that the person's on. Which will eventually lead the person to a real tshuva, a real repentance, through the power of the true tzaddikim. Ad sheyochoy liskos letshuva shlemo kol kach, ad sheyishapchu kol havoinos leschuyos, kemo yisham ravsen l'rabracha. To the point where a Jew has the ability to do repentance in a way that every single sin that they committed should get converted to a mitzvah, where literally every single minus becomes a plus. They change the signs on it, and instead of being down 300,000, the person can do a type of repentance where every single minus becomes a plus, and the person suddenly finds that they have a positive 300,000 credits on their record. This, the Gemara tells us, is a fact, that when a person does tshuva me'ahavo, when a person does tshuva out of a feeling of love for Hashem and love for the Torah and love for the mitzvahs, that's what happens, that all their former sins get converted to credits, to mitzvahs. The next paragraph in Meshivas Nefesh, Restore My Soul, which is paragraph Mem Beis 42, is based on the same chapter in Likutei Halachos, Hilchos Tchumen. This time it's chapter 6, paragraph 8. Mi shenofal chas v'sholem l'mekoymo yisorechoyke me'akdusha mo'id. A person who has fallen to a place where they're very far from holiness, ad shekavyochol i'efshe limtzoy shem l'kusi yisborach, to the point where the person finds it almost impossible to connect with Hashem in the place that they're at. Ki al mekoymo yiseilu nemar uchvoidi la'acher lo yetein. Because about these kinds of places, the Torah tells us that Hashem says, I have my honor, my glory, my light. And my light I will not give to the other. The other referring to the other side, the sitrachra. The other referring to certain places that are so impure, so unholy, that Hashem says, my honor cannot set foot there. My light cannot go there. Ach be'emes, however, the truth is, gam heim mekablem chius mimenu yisborach. Those places also draw their life, draw their sustenance from Hashem, rak shehachius elukus asher shom beilu amekoymois hu sosum venelo ma'oid. It's just that the type of light, the light of Hashem that's found in those places, is very, very hidden. Besoid cholol haponui, as in what's described when Hashem first created the world, whereby Hashem vacated His presence to a degree in order to make room for creation to take place. So that in that place where Hashem vacated His presence, on one hand we're told that Hashem absented Himself from there, and yet we know that if Hashem ever totally absented Himself from a place, there could be no life, there could be no existence there. So even though to a large degree Hashem vacated that premises, but in a hidden way, in some way, there has to be some presence of Hashem that is there. V'dayka elu hamakoymois mekablem chiyus mibechino elyoina. And it's those places that draw spirituality, that draw spiritual life from the highest levels. Bechinas hamaymar sosum. For instance, from the hidden statement of creation. We know the Gemara tells us that when Hashem first created the world, He created it by making 10 statements. Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or, Hashem said, let there be light. Hashem said, let there be a separation between the upper waters and lower waters. Hashem said, let there be plants, etc. So the Gemara says, but if you look at the beginning of Bereshis, you find that there are only 9 statements. So the Gemara says, you're right. The 10th one is Maimar Sosum. The 10th one is one that's not obvious. It doesn't clearly say Vayomar Lakim Hashem said. It simply says Bereshis Bor Lakim HaSashmai Mesoretz. In the beginning Hashem created heaven and earth. That's also a statement of creation. And in fact, of the 10 statements, that's the holiest one. That's the deepest one. So Rabbi Nachman explains that these places of impurity, these places that are furthest away from Hashem's standard light, in order for them to exist, they have to be connected to Hashem. They're not connected to the standard, obvious forms of light, but rather they draw from the hidden light. They draw from this Maimar Sosum, this first or 10th statement of creation, which is the holiest one. V'alkein ikara atzosoi sheyechapes v'yevakeish es Hashem Yisborach gam mishom. Therefore, a person who finds themselves in that kind of place, a place that seems to be totally devoid of kedusha, of holiness, the main advice for that person, the best solution for that person, is for the person to search for and seek out Hashem even there. Because the truth is, Hashem is there also in a very hidden form. It's just that via standard logic and rationale, a person will not be able to identify the presence of Hashem there. It's only by the person searching, whereby the person cries out, where is the honor of Hashem? Where is the place? Where is Hashem in this place? Now, Reb Nosson Zal tells us that any Jew who wants to become really religious and wants to advance in spirituality, it's impossible for the person to really succeed spiritually without first being tested in this manner. That Hashem puts the person in places, in circumstances, whereby the person finds themselves in a place where Hashem appears to be completely absent from there. And the person, the only way that the person can connect Hashem there is by searching, by maintaining their faith, not giving up, not quitting, believing that Hashem is everywhere. And even if Hashem isn't here in any obvious way, so what if it's not obvious? I'll search until I find the presence of Hashem, until I connect Hashem even here. Shenoifil amakoymos keilu, that the person falls to such levels, to such places. וכשמח שיחס עצמוי על פי הנעל. And when the person hangs in there, based on what we just explained, עוז יזכה שתהיה הירידו תכלס ועליה, כמבור בפנים. Then the person's fall will be turned around to a major, major elevation, to a major height, an advancement. ועיקר ההסחסקוס הוא, and the most encouraging point is, שידע חיסורין דעסו אנושי, for the person to realize that the human mind is limited. The human brain, rationale, has its limitations. שבאמס אין לנו שום שכל כלל. And in reality, we don't understand anything compared to what there is to know. כמו שכוסב, as the Pusuk says, as King David said, כי בר אנוכי מאיש. I don't even qualify to be referred to as a human being, having achieved even what a human being is capable of understanding. Ve'onu mechuyovim levatel ulahashlich sechleinu legamri. And at times, we're required to put aside completely our rationalizations, rak lahamin bedivrei hatzadiki emes, but rather to believe, in what the true tzaddikim have taught us, shebe'emes yesh chius halakus afilu b'makomis harachokim moed moed, that even in those places that are furthest away from Hashem, there is spirituality there. There is the presence of Hashem is there in a certain way. Rak she'yefsher b'shum sechel enoishi limtzai shem kvod halakus yisborach. It's just that you can't connect to Hashem rationally there, me'achar she'shom ponu me'elukus yisborach, because on a certain level, Hashem has vacated such a premise. Hashem doesn't want to be found, doesn't want to be visible in such a place. Bebechinas, as the Torah says, u'chevodi la'acher lo etein. Hashem says there are certain places that I will not allow my kovod to enter. I will not have my kovod be present there. Rak tzrichin shom lechapsoi ulavakesh aye mekoyim kevoidoi. And when a person finds themselves in that kind of place, the person has to search and cry out, where is Hashem? Where is Hashem in this place? Verak al yidei zeh yala betachlis valiyah kanal. And it's only by doing that that the person will use that circumstance as a springboard to reach great heights. כי עיקר חיוס וההסחסקוס של הורחוי כמועיד שנופלו למקוי מועס כאלו שהם מבחינס חולו לפונוי כנל, because the main encouragement and strength for those people who have drifted so far away from Hashem, they've fallen into these kind of places that we're describing, which are like the חולו לפונוי, which are similar to the area that Hashem vacated in the beginning of creation, in order to make room for creation to take place, ikra achiyus shelahem hu bebechinas rekicha. Their source of life is like the thin antenna of an insect. There are certain insects that have antennas where the antenna is like the thinnest line. Ki ein royim shom shum or, because when a person finds themselves in such places where they're so far away from Hashem, there's no visible light. V'hu dak min adak. The only thing that's there is the thinnest ray of light. V'hu nidche v'nesalim b'fnei kol anichnas l'shom. And it's something that anybody that enters into there, gets near it, you know, they can, you know, with a feather, you can push it away. The tiniest touch can move it out, can move it away. Kederach dovor horach shenitch mipikoil, just like anything that's very soft and very flexible, that the slightest thing can push it out of the way, can move it out of the way. Veshom daiko ze ikara hahischaskus al yidei bechinas rekichanal. And Rav Nosson Zal says that when a person finds themselves in such a place, the only way to survive, the only way to sustain themselves is by taking that attitude, by being completely flexible. Not being rigid, not being firm, but being totally flexible. Shehu bechinas harpu Ude'u kyanechi Elokim. Hashem says, harpu, soften yourselves. Make yourselves soft, bendable, flexible. And know that I am Hashem. Valze omra zal. And about this, the Gemara says, lo'ilom yehayodom rach kakone valye koshe koeres. That a Jew should train themselves to be soft like a reed, flexible like a reed, and not to be firm like a cedar tree. Ki kone, because a reed, afilu kol haruchoi sheboilam, ein yecholam la'aziza memekoimoi. If you have a reed, like the reeds that are in a swampy area, even if a hurricane hits, it can't uproot the reed. The reed will bend back and forth in the wind a million times, but it won't be uprooted. It'll stand its ground. Afilu kol ruchoi sheboilam, ein yecholam la'aziza memekoimoi. Daiko al yidei zeh shehu rach, v'nichpof b'fnei koil. What gives it that ability to withstand all the wind? The fact that it's soft and it allows itself to be bent by anything. Bent forward, bent backwards. It bends with the wind if it has to. V'yafal pikein hu chozok v'amitz mo'oid b'sharoshoi. And yet, as much as this thing appears to be so flimsy in its roots, it's as solid as could be. You see, it ain't going nowhere. No matter how windy it is, no matter what kind of storm is it, that thing is remaining there. Ve'ein yecholin haruchos lokrim imkoimo, and the strongest winds cannot uproot it from its place. Ma'ashein kenim koyo koshok erez, whereas, take the example of a cedar tree, you get a powerful enough wind that starts bending it, bends it until it cracks, it snaps. So too, when a person finds themselves so far away from Hashem, the person is feeling so distant from holiness, from spirituality, where they're in a state of this cholol aponui, like they feel like they're in a place that's totally vacant of Hashem's presence. And the hurricane winds of the Eight Sahara are beating the person. Osur lihikones bekushes v'teirutzim klal. At that point, the person is not allowed to get involved in a debate with the Yetzirah, to try to start rationalizing. Bebechinas al takshu levavchem. As the pasuk says, don't harden your hearts. The word takshu means to harden. The word takshu also means kushes. Don't allow questions to trouble you. Kishom ikar ha'ischaskus daiko al yidei shurach kekone. Because the way that a person survives in such a place is only by being soft, flexible, like a reed. Val kol ha'sheilois v'hamaniois v'kushes v'bilbulim hein me'atzmoi hein macherim al kulam lo yoshiv dovor. And regarding all the questions and the obstacles and the arguments that the person's being attacked with, whether it's internally, the arguments taking place within the person's own mind and heart, or other people that are challenging them, challenging their religion, challenging their faith in all kinds of ways. Al kulam lo yoshiv dovor. When a person's in that kind of state, they don't have to respond to any of it. You know, don't try to answer anything. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says, Vo'ehi ke'ish asher loy shomea ve'ein befiv toichochos. King David said that at times I made myself like a person who doesn't hear anything, and I have no reprimand on my lips. I have nothing, I have no arguments, I have no response. Ki ha'kushos va'bilbulim ha'boim mishom yef shel yashvon kanal. Because the types of questions that come at a person when a person's in that kind of place, when a person's in a cholol haponi, when a person's very, very far away from Hashem, those questions cannot be answered at this point. V'yafal pikein yechozok be'emuna mo'oid kekone horach hanishrash b'mayim. And so on one hand, I don't have any answers. So you punch me, you know, you challenge me, I go falling, I fall right down. But I fall down, but I don't snap, I don't break. I bounce right back up. I'm still holding my ground. My roots are still solidly entrenched in the water. Shafalpi shenira kenichbaf mipnei aruchos, even though it looks as if I'm being bent in every direction, that each time the wind comes at me, I get knocked over. I'm still very, very firm in my roots. That's how the reed is, right? So to a Jew has to be firm, solid in the faith, in the heritage that we received from our forefathers and from our rabbis. And not to accept any questions or any challenges that are coming at me from those kind of places, from Cholol Aponui. V'lo yoshev aleim klal, not to try to respond to them in any way. Ki'ilu ein bepiv bana, as if I have nothing to say. Said the other side thinks, oh, you see, he's got nothing to say. We won. We defeated him completely. We got him. Ubemis zehu ikar his chaskusai. Whereas in reality, this is the person's greatest strength. Bibchinas rach kekone hanal. The fact that he has this softness of the reed, he has this ability to bend. Kishom, he knows when to duck. Kishom b'mekaymo iskoelu im yirtzel hikone shom b'kashis v'teirutzim azay yishor b'choyshech lagamri. Because when a person is in that kind of state where they're very, very far from Hashem, they're in this cholo aponi, way, way out there, when a person is in that kind of state, if they try to start debating, philosophizing, rationalizing, they're going to lose. They're going to get lost in the darkness. Because those kinds of questions cannot be answered. It's very important to note that Rabbi Nachman touches this topic in several chapters on Likutei Moran. The most outstanding one is chapter 64 in the first half of Likutei Moran. There, Rabbi Nachman mentions the fact that we know there's a mission in Pirkei Avos that says, Veda mashetoshuv l'apikoros, that a Jew is supposed to know how to respond to an apikoros. That's one statement. And there are other statements where we're told, kol bo'eho lo yeshuvun v'lo yasigo orchos chayim, that a person who enters into a discussion or a debate with a heretic, with non-believers, the person who enters into there, it's like a bottomless pit. You're going to go down and you're not going to be able to come out of there. So Rabbi Nachman says, so what's the story here? It seems to be contradictory. And he explains that there are two types of questions. We know that when Hashem first created the world, there were two events that took place. There were many events, but two outstanding events that took place. One event was the fact that Hashem Kaviyochel had to vacate his presence to a certain degree to allow, to make room for a creation to take place. That vacating of the presence of Hashem is called Cholol Haponui, the vacant space which is void of Hashem's presence. In addition to that, we're told that at some point Hashem tried to place his light into certain vessels, which were the midos, the attributes of Hashem, chesed, gvurah, and the light was too powerful at first, and the vessels shattered. And the light, together with the broken vessels, remained scattered, in a sense, in a certain place. So Rabbi Nachman explains that when people ask questions, challenging questions about religion, these questions could be coming from one of two places. Those questions that are coming from the place of the broken vessels, those are the questions which there is a response for. And a Jew is supposed to study and know how to respond to those questions. Because that's a place where there is light. It's just that the light is found among broken pieces of a vessel. Whereas those questions that come from the other place, from the Cholol Aponui, that come from the place where Kaviyochol, it's as if Hashem vacated his presence there, those questions we do not have the ability today to respond to. We don't have the ability to answer them with rationalizations. And if we try to, we're going to get stuck. We're going to get messed up. So this is what the Gemara refers to in many places, where the Gemara says it's forbidden to engage a heretic in debate, in controversy. It's referring to those types of heretics, those types of questions that are coming from this place of Cholol Haponui. And Rabbein Azal explains in Likutei Imran how to identify these, you know, etc. Continuing inside, Ki Efsher Liyashev Hakushois Vabilbulim Haboy Mishom, because it's impossible today to respond to and to resolve the questions or the confusion that comes from those places, from Cholol Haponui. Alkein Tzrichim Shom Liyois Rach. Therefore, the person has to just be light, just be soft. Bechinas Rach Kekone, soft as a reed. Livli Lahoshiv Dover, not to try to respond, not to argue, not to try to defend or justify Hashem or the religion to a heretic that's posing that type of question. Rach Liyois Chozok B'Sherish Gidule, but rather to be firm in my roots. Dahainu L'Schazek B'Emuna Shlema, meaning to be strong in my faith. Ulavake Shulachape Sashim Izborach Gam Mishom. We said that when a person is in that kind of place, they have to simply search for Hashem and cry out, where is Hashem to be found in this place? And if a person does this with sincerity, they can bounce up to a tremendous, tremendous closeness to Hashem. Ve'ikar tikun ha'olam b'shleimus sheyi alidei Moshiach ben Yosef u'Moshiach ben David hu rak alidei b'chinas rach kekona hanal. Rav Nosson Zal tells us now that when we talk about the final perfection of the world, when everything is going to be rectified completely by the coming of Moshiach, and we talk about the two Moshiachs, the Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David, the Mashiach that will come from the two wives of Yaakov Avinu, one of their greatest strengths, these Mashiachs, is going to be this ability, this flexibility, this ability to bend when they have to. V'alkei nikro Yosef Avrech. This is why the Torah tells us that when Paro gave Yosef HaTzadik his position of leadership, They announced before him Avrech. V'dorshu Rabosein Zechon Avrech. And our rabbis tell us that this word Avrech is actually two words. Av b'chochma, he was like a father. He was fatherly in his knowledge and wisdom. V'rach b'shonim, and he was young, delicate, soft in years. He was like a child who's flexible, who's pliable. We know that generally when a person gets older, as a person gets older, they're both, in terms of intelligently and emotionally, they're less flexible. They get much more locked into their ways. And also, even on a physical level, the ability for the bones and parts of the body to bend, to be more flexible, is lost with age. So by Yosef HaTzadik, the Torah tells us he was rach b'shonim, rach meaning soft. Hainu afal pi shehu av b'chochma, meaning even though he was very advanced, he was fatherly, he was elderly in knowledge, in wisdom, afal pi kein hu rach kekone, still he was soft like a reed. V'chein b'dovid nemar, we find the Torah tells us also, that's what's written by Yosef HaTzadik, alluding to the power of Mashiach ben Yosef, and by King David, by Dovid HaMelech, the Torah tells us, V'onoichi hayoim rach u'moshuach melech. I, today, am soft and anointed as king. U'be'inyin ze shel b'chinas rekicho yesh harbe ledaber. Rav Nosson Zal says, regarding this topic, there's a lot that I'd like to say. Avaliyev shel avayar b'chsav. It's impossible, though, to put it into writing, to explain it all in writing. V'hamaskil hechofetz be'emes, a person who's really sincere and really wants to get to the truth, yoven midaitoy, will understand by themselves, eich tzrichim liyois rach kekone, how critical it is for a person to have this ability, to know when to be soft, when to be able to bend, that you don't have to stand up and face every challenge head on. You don't have to be rigid and unyielding, unbending, because sometimes if you do that, it's all over. Sometimes you have to make it appear as if you're accepting the argument, you're bending. But just as long as that wind is blowing, the moment the wind stops, you go right back to your original position, because again, you haven't lost your roots. Your roots are still solid. Your faith is still solid. It's just because of the powerful wind, you knew that if you attempt to be firm and take that wind on head on, you'll break in the process. Chas v'shalom. That the person needs to be soft as a reed, and yet in the roots be very, very firm. And the softness, the flexibility, that's the greatest strength. That's what assures that that person is going to make it way, way past the others who seem to be tougher and rigid and unbending and unyielding, and they sometimes end up failing much more quickly than the one who knew when to bend, when to duck. Not to stand up to the wave, but to duck and let the wave pass over, and as soon as the wave passes over, to be prepared to put his head up once again. The next paragraph, 43, in Meshivat Nefesh, in Restore My Soul, is based on the same chapter on the Likutei Halachos, Hilchos Tchumin, Halacha Vav, paragraph 15. Hatzadik nikra tomor. We know that one of the things that a tzadik, a righteous person, is compared to in the Torah is a tomor, a date palm. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, tzadik katomor yifrach. The tzadik will blossom forth like a palm tree. Ki tomor loshen tmura. Rav Nosson Zal explains that the word tomor has another meaning. It also means to exchange. Lahamir means to exchange. Ki hatzadik meimir umachlif hakoy letoiva. V'chol hakitrugim mehapechoysam leschus. Because a tzaddik is one who has the ability to reverse things, to change things, to turn things around, to turn around prosecution, a prosecution that would be presented against a Jew, and to turn it into a defense, into a merit. Bebchinas, as the pasuk tells us, im yesh olav malach melitz echod mini elef, that at times, even if there is one defending angel against 1,000 prosecuting ones, the person could still come out innocent. Mini elef daiko, from the 1,000. She daiko mini elef hamekatrigim nase hamaloch hamelitz. Rav Nosson Zal tells us that a tzaddik, sometimes, by looking at a person's record and seeing that there are 1,000 prosecuting angels that have been created by 1,000 sins that that Jew performed. Because we know that every sin, every wrongdoing that a person does, creates a prosecuting angel against the person. So Rav Nosson Zal says that tzaddik looks at those angels and turns them around to become a defense for the person. Ki kol ma shemisrabim hamekatrugim yoiser, hu mamlitz al yidei ze letoiv yoiser. Because the larger a number of prosecuting angels that tzaddik sees, that tzaddik is able to use that as a better defense for the person. Meaning, al shafal pikein hu moitze bo ezen akuda toiva. Because the tzaddik is the one who's always able to identify something good about the person. Ki kol elu hamekatrugim al hodom, because we know that these prosecuting angels that are standing there now, that wasn't where they began. The Gemara tells us that the same angel who is the one who tries to entice a person into committing a sin, he's the Mesis, he also becomes the one who eventually goes back to the court to try to prosecute that person. He was the one who seduced, who introduced the person to sin, and who tried to convince the person to commit the sin. And when the person goes ahead and takes the bait, that same angel becomes a prosecutor. Hu hamesis, hu hamekatreg, as the Gemara tells us. V'alkein, and therefore, kishem israbim chas v'shalom hamekatregim oid, when a tzaddik sees that there are thousands of these prosecuting angels lined up against the Jew, azai oimed hamalach hameilitz u'mahapech hakoy l'schus daika, then this defending angel stands up and turns it around completely. Kitoyin, because he argues, halayatara, but just the opposite. Me'achar sheyesholov mekatrogim harbe kolkach, this Jew who had so many angels working against him, imagine what a struggle he had. Imagine what a battle he had. That there were so many different angels who tried to entice him to committing sins. Then it's the greatest miracle in the world if this Jew was still able to eke out one mitzvah, you know, to get one mitzvah, to do one good thing, despite this whole lineup here. Wow, he's a hero. He's fabulous. And this is what the pasuk means when it says one defender from 1,000 prosecutors, meaning shedaiko mini elef hamekatrigim, from the 1,000 prosecutors, aideze biatzmoi humamletzolov. The tzaddik uses that. There's 1,000. There's 1,200 prosecuting angels. Wow, I got a great way to defend this person. That makes my case even stronger in defending this person. B'mashechoto kol ka'ach. Ki im kein. Because if this person had so many angels working against him, im kein ein chidish kol ka'ach b'mashechoto kol ka'ach. Then it's not so alarming. It's not so incredible that the person did so many sins. Me'achar shehoyeloi me'sisim rabim kwela, based on the fact that he had so many opposing forces, he had so many angels working against him. Adrabba, on the contrary, zechidish niflo echizgaber lasois ezet toiv bialma. The fact that he succeeded in doing one mitzvah, you know, one slight good deed, for that we have to give him tremendous credit. Me'achar shomdu olav chayolois rabois kwela, meaning that despite the fact that this person had such great armies working against him, v'alkein hatzadik shehoylech b'derech zeh nikra tomor, and therefore it's those tzadikim who follow this path, who are able to look at things this way, that when they see the Jewish people, you know, in a low state, or when they see a Jew who's in a very bad way, and they know how to turn things around in favor of the person, to defend the person, those tzaddikim are given this title, Tomer. They're compared to the palm tree, and Tomer meaning they have this power to do a switcheroo, to turn things around. Shememir umachlif hakitrugim l'schus. They have the ability to reverse the prosecution and turn it into a defense. I'd like to hold it over here for now. If there's any questions or comments, we'll open the floor now. We'll open the mics, preferably related to what we've been discussing. Regarding the question of how we identify whether a philosophical question that's being presented is coming from the place where we're not supposed to respond to it, or a place that we can respond, for that it requires a long answer that's not, we don't have the time for it now. The source for it is chapter 64 in the first half of Likutei Moran. Sins that have been done by previous generations, we have the ability to correct. In fact, in the Kabbalistic writings, we're told that we, the people who are here today, are the same people, for the most part, that were here in previous generations. And the reason why we're in the world at this time is to be given the opportunity to correct mistakes that we've made in the past. Unfortunately, most of us don't get to know during our physical lifetime exactly which things specifically we're here to correct, so therefore we have to try to work on everything. But we are told, the Arizal tells us, that sometimes a person feels a leaning towards a particular mitzvah, an inclination to want to do a particular mitzvah in an outstanding way, and sometimes that could imply that that's the thing that that person is here in the world especially to correct on this particular visit. In addition, a child does have the ability to correct even wrongdoings of parents. There have been cases like that also. When a child returns to Judaism from parents that drifted away, that child has the ability to effect a tremendous tikkun, a tremendous rectification, not just for themselves, but also for parents, grandparents, previous generations. That's for sure.